Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
A sudden draft from a window that was supposed to have been closed. A chill at the back of the neck. Groans, creaks, and bumps in the night. Man has always been frightened by the dark, troubled by noises just beyond the reach of lights. Occurrences just beyond the reach of understanding. A ghostly apparition in the dark of night. What was it? And why did it come?
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani, along with the rather sophisticated David Cohen.
Dave? Yes, thank you, Douglas. Thank you for having me again.
It's a pleasure to have you. We are going to dive into the rather popular subject of ghosts this week. We've got Out of the Dark, a ghost movie with Julia Stiles that came out February 27th. A Poltergeist reboot is ready for the theaters for July 24th. Paranormal Activity, the fifth in the series, October 2015.
The first four were so good.
Yes. And Amityville, they're revisiting that one, The Awakening, sometime in 2015. And we've heard just recently, of course, that they're rebooting Ghostbusters with an all-female cast set to be released July 22, 2016. Why so much attention to ghosts that we don't even see or hear from?
You don't see ghosts?
Well, we'll
get into that
down the line.
We'll
yes,
get into
we
that.
Might. First, we really should define what is a ghost, Dave.
Really? We've got to define
you
what a ghost
good
is?
With that. You have your Webster dictionary definition. You throw that out at us? No?
Let's define candy. Let's define a car. I think people know what ghosts are.
It's a soul of the dead that can be visible to the living.
Wow, that? I did not know that.
It goes way back. When's the first ghost story, do you think?
Oh,
how far back?
I'm thinking,
because everything old, this is going to be new again.
The way you start history, this is probably somewhere like 8,000 BC or something.
3,000 BC with
that
Egypt.
Was close.
Absolutely. Of course, they believe that souls lived on after death and they had the ability to harm or assist the living. We'll do a whole show for sure, maybe two, on the civilization of the Egyptians, what the pyramids were about, life after death with their position on that. Tremendous, tremendous society. In 2100 BC, the story of Gilgamesh was involved in the ghosting of the land at the time. Homer's Iliad, the Odyssey.
You're really going back and doing a history of ghosts.
You got to do it. The Greeks held feasts and ghosts were invited all the time, and the spirits of the dead, the Romans enjoyed ghost stories. Hamlet is a ghost story. Washington Irving's Legend of the Sleepy Hollow in 1820, 1843, Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. 1930, the first fun ghost, Casper the Friendly Ghost. And then Hollywood got involved.
So for...
Did you slap me?
That's Abbott Costello in Hold That Ghost. Remember that movie?
No. for those listeners still tuned in.
Yes. We started that. We did the history. It's over. It's done.
Thank you.
You can look the rest of that up on the internet. It's a lot of fun. I can tell you this much. Abbott Costello, Hold That Ghost was my first foray into the ghost story. And I thought they were a lot of fun at the time as, handled by Abbott Costello. The problem is that I started then getting involved, and there were some serious ghost stories like The Uninvited.
This is the voice of the uninvited.
It comes from everywhere.
A house of terror on the haunted cliffs of Cornwall, where the uninvited walk unseen by men. Yet a cat arches its back in fright. Flowers are withered by the touch of an unseen malignant hand. Candles flicker and die as a ghostly chill fills the air, and the living are clutched by the icy horror of the restless dead. The Uninvited.
Listen to that. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I used to believe in ghosts. After hearing that, it's all a scam. I can tell.
That was a tremendous hit at the time, and it took the world.
How
by
do you
storm.
Know this? Took the world by. This was 1944.
I spoke with my grandparents about this. They were around at the time.
You did research?
Yes. Well, I had a seance.
You didn't just look at Wikipedia this time?
No, I had a seance. I went back in they're passed away at this point. So I went back in time, and I've gotten some hints from them about this subject. Listen to the House on Haunted Hill, 59.
I'm Vincent Price, and you're invited to my party in the House on Haunted Hill. You'll see human heads without bodies, mysterious pools of blood dripping from the ceiling. Don't try to escape, you can't. The ghosts are waiting, so won't you join me in the House on Haunted Hill? Hooray. Or you'll be late for your own funeral.
Love it. Vincent Price. Have you seen that movie?
When did it come out?
1959.
You know, I'm like 60 years late, I promise I'll watch it.
I'm telling you, it was great. You know, there was advertised. They said, this is one of those movies, do not share the ending with your friends before they see this movie.
Well, because most of your friends were probably sleeping by the time the movie ended.
It was a surprise ending. The surprise was that you were still awake. I think that was probably what it was. Taking the other turn on this, we took a little comedy there, and Dan Aykroyd, who, of course, is from Saturday Night Live, the question is, does he believe in ghosts?
I do. In fact, almost every house I've owned is haunted. We had a house in Los Angeles, and this house has been on Celebrity Ghost Stories. Things happened, you know, little things like, you know, jewelry dancing by itself on the counter, steps on the stairs, someone calling a name, a hand on a shoulder.
Yes.
So
I love this guy. He's involved with UFOs. He's involved with ghosts. He wrote a ghost book with his dad.
He's a more famous you, basically.
Yes.
Aykroyd.
At present, I'm coming on strong.
can I just say something about ghosts in general?
Yes.
I think it's been done to death. No pun intended. I think we've heard every kind of ghost story told in the movies and any other kind of media, even over campfires. I mean, it's been done. Can we just... I'd love to hear a new spin on it. I really would.
And I think this show will explore that.
This
show will bring a little bit of the history, bring it alive a little bit, but then towards the end, we're going to try to examine what's this all about, what's the underpinning of this, and is there an even reason or any reason to continue with this genre, all those movies we just mentioned at the beginning of this show. Why are we doing this? Where is it coming from, and where are we going? It's a great question. I think there's plenty more to discuss, such as The Haunting from 1963.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen. How many of us take seriously the things we cannot or do not want to understand, simply because we are afraid?
What does it take to convince you that the dead do not always rest in peace? That some houses, like Hill House, are born bad?
You know, so we're listening to these clips. You can't see this at home, obviously, but Doug is like, he's looking at me like he's giving me the evil eye, like to get me more in the mood. Like, you're really moved by this stuff,
right?
See,
the content of what was just said there answered your question, how you're saying you don't believe and so forth. And meanwhile, they're saying, if you hear that gentleman, that another disembodied voice there talking to you, and he's saying, listen, just because you don't like it, just because you're afraid, doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right, but if he didn't do that affected voice,
just because you don't.
I mean, look, these clips, they kind of sound silly. They're not scaring me, Doug.
They're not.
No.
Well, we could take another bend on that. We've got The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. Remember that? A 1944 movie that, well, let's just listen to the theme. I love that intro.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-947-2562. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-947-2562. 1-800-947-2562.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Most people think the Amityville Horror is a good, scary ghost story. What is not commonly known is that the film is actually based on fact. It's a true story. Was there an evil presence living inside this house?
The wonderful Leonard Nimoy just passed away recently, bringing us the Amityville Horror and their investigation of that in Search of back in the 70s. We are examining that, and I would turn the discussion to the haunted house at this point. Is there a ghost that we'll investigate a little bit further down the line? But there are ghosts that inhabit homes, and that seems to be something different in Hollywood and in the genre. Have you heard of the Amityville Horror, Dave?
Yes, I have.
We live on Long Island. We grew up with that.
That's right.
And I would have to, unfortunately, tend to err on the side of not agreeing with Leonard Nimoy respectfully. I don't know if that's a true story or not.
No, it's based on a true story. I don't know if the movie accurately reflects what happened, but there were people that lived there and claimed there was a ghost.
Exactly. I think that's the point, is the movie kind of
took some liberties
a little bit more. Yeah. Let's listen to another movie that I found exciting. In 73, I saw this one.
What did he do to make this house so evil?
Murder, vampirism, cannibalism, drug addiction, alcoholism, sadism, mutilation.
How did it end?
If it had ended, we would not be here.
Sounds like my frat house in college. that's terrible.
Did you go to college in England?
That was Roddy McDowall from The Legend of Hell House. Right, I think right before he did Planet of the Apes. I mean, which we did a show on. You can listen to that at everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Our old podcasts are there. It's a lot of fun. But that was a great, great movie when I was a kid, getting in that house and all the things that were going on. But it was fun. It wasn't meant to be so serious and examine this whole topic where, you know, we take it seriously like they seem to be doing now.
Right.
I don't know. I got one more clip I want to play of something else where they took it seriously with The Shining.
Come play with us, Daddy, forever and ever and ever.
Red rum, red rum.
Red rum! Red rum! Red rum! Red rum! Red rum!
Stop it!
Red rum!
Here's Johnny!
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, huh? And Red Room, what does that stand for? You remember?
It's murder backwards.
Correct. Look at you. Right. You know your ghost stuff.
Well, The Shining was a great movie.
There you go.
It was a great movie. But
have you had your fill, or you want to hear some more?
No. Look, there have been some great ghost movies, definitely. But, you know, doing an internet search on ghost movies, there were thousands of them. What I did was I just said, okay, which movies just have the word ghost in the title of the movie? And it still came back with hundreds. And
you think there's hundreds of ghost stories?
Yeah.
Just movies?
Can I read the few hundred?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm curious to see what you thought about.
All right, here, these are a sampling, all right? Just movies with ghosts in the title.
All right, let's see it.
The Ghost Breakers, not Ghostbusters, The Ghost Breakers. Ghost Rider, The Frozen Ghost, Ghost Month, Ghost Town, Ghost Parade, Robin Hood, Ghosts of Sherwood, Castle Ghosts of England, Summer with the Ghost, Ghost Dog, Ghost on Air, Ghost Wood. Ghost Wood? The Ghost. The Ghost, that's original. Freddy versus the Ghosts. The Canterville Ghost, Ghost Train, The Chinese Ghost, Oswald's Ghost, Ghost, not to be confused with The Ghost, Ghosts in the Shell, Ghost on the Half Shell, I made that up, The Ghost of Yatsuyua, Hungry Ghost Ritual, The Mummy's Ghost, Ghost Dad, Ghost in the Shell Part 2, The Ghost in Mrs.
Ghost in the Shell Part 2?
Yes, oh, there's five of them. Ghosts That Still Walk. As opposed to ghosts in wheelchairs, Ghosts of Pirate Island, City of Ghosts, Ghost Riders, Holy Ghost, Steve Irwin's Ghosts of War, Mostly Ghosts, The Ghost of St. Aubyn, Ghost of Mars,
all
Ghost
right,
Shark.
Hey, what is the Ghost in the Shell? Is that the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtle after they pass away? Is that their ghost story?
I don't know. turtle ghosts, I guess.
I see Dave's got a whole list that goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you on.
Keep going. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Ghost Game, White Ghost, The Living Ghost, Ghost Rider, Ghost of Slumber Mountain. Let's not forget
you're
Casper,
forgetting.
The
oh,
friendly
listen
ghost.
To that. You're forgetting Space Ghost. This is it. That was Space Ghost. Remember
that? Yeah,
Saturday morning.
Cool. Saturday morning.
All
cartoon.
Right, go ahead.
Right.
Keep going.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my Ghost. Yes, that was a movie. Derbyshire Ghost Stories, Return of Ghostbusters.
So I get the idea. Return of Ghostbusters. You get the idea that you're just, you're not even halfway through that list.
Not even.
All right.
Not
well,
even.
So, I think Hollywood got the hint that what you're saying is that it was enough.
When did
the
they
ghosts.
Get the hint?
Probably when they produced this movie in 66.
It's The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, starring Don Knotts as the world's bravest coward.
I have been called brave. Now let me clarify this. As you see, I'm a lion with girls, and I'm just naturally at home in a haunted house. What's brave? How should I know? I'm Chicken.
How underrated is that Don Knotts, by the way? How do you not laugh when you hear that guy? I don't know. It's just me. Am I wrong?
It's not just you. It's funny.
It's
funny voice.
So it is, that was 66, so certainly right. At that point, you know, they were considering, let's talk about comedy when it comes to these ghost stories.
Because they already ran out of ghost ideas at that point.
They did that. They did that Legend of Hell House, and they did The Shining. But other than that, there wasn't any really great, great movies after that until we came to this.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
There's our buddy, Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd again.
Right? In Ghostbusters.
Bill Murray.
P.S., he wrote Ghostbusters, and he had said, because in his family, they were very open to the idea of ghosts. His dad's very into that, and you listen to him on other interviews. He's got an open mind to the UFO phenomenon and so forth. He wrote Ghostbusters as a result of his background growing up with his dad and his parents believing in and saying that they saw ghosts.
Cool.
Which is interesting, but that was a great movie.
All right, so out of the hundreds and thousands of, literally thousands of ghost movies, we're talking about maybe a handful that were pretty good.
I would say I would have to agree with you. The ones that I've pointed
well,
out.
Well, what?
On this show so far.
Did you
so
just
far.
Say you have to agree with me? Wow.
Wait a minute, we were supposed to start the arguments you love to have, though, right?
I think I'm talking to the ghost of Doug here. I can't believe the actual Doug.
Well, why does every ghost have to be evil and nasty? You've got
Is Casper? Casper?
It's Casper, and then there's this guy that wasn't so bad.
Where are you? Oh, help them, please.
Sure, I can help. You gotta help me.
What?
Look, I want you my calling illegal alien, okay? I want out, for good. In order for me to do that, hey, I gotta get married. Hey, these aren't my rules. Come to think of it, I don't have any rules.
We can
come on,
down.
Come on. What, you think of it?
Playing the whole movie?
Yeah, that's
what's going on?
I guess that was late last, a couple of nights ago when I was trying to do these clips that I just went on and on. And thank you, Mike. That is, of course.
Beetlejuice.
Right.
Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Should have won an Oscar.
For Beetlejuice?
Yeah, for Beetlejuice.
Or Batman. Or the Birdman.
Birdman is what I meant. But yes. Yeah, why not Beetlejuice? Come on.
Well, I think that gives us the background where there's been a lot of history of serious ghost movies. The ones we mentioned here, I would put the stamp of approval on and say that they're terrific. I don't know that all the ones that you read there are so wonderful. And then we've got some of the comedies. I think if you listen to the Abbott Costello movie, you'll see the Don Knotts movie. You're going to have some fun with those. You know, Beetlejuice, of course, Ghostbusters was a phenomenon, had a Saturday morning cartoon, after that, had a sequel, and now, of course, they're rebooting that. So I could see rebooting that for the fun of it. But what about the idea that, you know,
but there's no, they can't come up with any other ghost ideas anymore, you know? What was the I See Dead People movie again?
Right, that was Sixth Sense.
That was really great, you know? That was a different spin on things.
But now, that's a good point. Now, that's, were those ghosts, or were those like the spirits of the dead, you know, revisiting? Is there a difference?
Oh, yeah, no,
they weren't like these scary ghosts where they were see-through and all of this.
No, but I thought the point was that they were ghosts. They had issues, as most ghosts do, which is why they linger around the earth, to answer your earlier question. So until things were resolved, they walked around. So I think they were ghosts. Yeah.
Well, also, I think the movie Ghost itself, with Demi Moore and
oh God, poor Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze explored this, though, like it or not, in a way that
all I can think of with that movie is the hands and the clay wheel. That's I can't remember anything. And Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
That's all I remember.
But that was before he was a ghost. After he became a ghost, you remember? Don't remember the little what do you call it, the penny flying in the air and giving the penny?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I cried.
You keep on mentioning.
I
Casper.
Cried because it wouldn't end.
Let's listen to Casper just for the heck of it. We'll be back.
I'm about to jump out of this airplane to show you why you need to incorporate. See, running your business without being incorporated is like
skydiving without a parachute! If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose everything! Your home, your car, even your life savings!
Phew! Incorporation is your parachute. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-946-1952 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. They don't provide legal or financial advice. Just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. You wouldn't skydive without a parachute. Don't run your business without being incorporated. Protect your home, your car, and your life savings. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-946-1952. 1-800-946-1952. 1-800-946-1952.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you want to register your own.com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Pernick.com. Pernick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Pernick.com a try today. Pairnic.com.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Is this haunted room actually stretching? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors, which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out.
I love it. That's from Walt Disney World, the Disney Haunted Mansion. We're back at Everything Old is New Again, talking about the ghost genre. David Cohen is here with me and just staring at me as we go through this. You don't wonder how I got those Disney clips. I had that for this one. I had for the Pirates. I had a nice Pirates of the Caribbean
clip.
Where'd
you get them?
I have been there and taped them myself as I'm there.
Are you serious?
Well, I should say the video's going with my kids and all that, and I'm there and surreptitiously taping the
wow.
ride. And that's how much I'm into both of those topics. Speaking of which, the ghost, haunted mansion, all that kind of a topic is, to me, fun. It should be fun, and I think Spielberg took it as being fun as well when he did Poltergeist.
They're here.
The only question to me is, in case you don't remember Poltergeist.
I never saw it. I'm sorry. I really never saw it.
You know that clip, though.
With the little girl looking at the TV.
Yes.
Right, and she says they're here.
And now what happens is there are ghosts at the house, and then they abduct this young lady into their netherworld, if you will. And now they try to get her
netherworld.
Back.
Netherworld? You come up with these words.
I said, if you will. And so... I'd see you didn't, so you won't.
I won't.
But then they try to have her lead the ghost to the light, which is their escape or their doorway out. But once you go through that doorway, you're not coming back. So there's some confusion. Let's listen to what happens there.
I'm very confused.
Yes. Into the light, don't go into the light, all that. If you've seen Poltergeist, you would understand that they're trying to have her lead the ghosts into the light, but not go into the light herself.
I see. What happens if she goes into the light?
She goes into the Netherland with
the Netherland.
With the ghosts.
If she will.
If you will. To me, just to me, I picture ghost stories around a campfire as the most fun you can have with ghost stories. And I love Bill Murray.
I remember a night like this a few years ago. A guy and a girl started out kind of casual, but they ended up deciding to go park. A news bulletin broke in. A dangerous lunatic has escaped from the hospital for the criminally insane at Two Pines. They described him as a monster, 6.5 feet tall, with one horrible distinguishing feature, a sharpened stainless steel hook where his right hand used to be. That was enough for the guy. He slammed the car into gear, floored it, didn't stop till they got to the girl's house. Got out of his side, walked around to hers. There, hanging in the door, covered with blood, was a stainless steel hook. They never found the killer. Some people say he's still up here in the woods, waiting for the chance to kill again. I say they're right.
Love it, huh? Bill Murray. Now, that's not really a ghost story, but that's the way it's supposed to be done, right?
Are you going
to... I'm going to try to... Let's picture ourselves.
You're going to tell us a ghost story?
Through the magic of radio, we are now transported to a campfire.
Yay!
Dave's there with his acoustic guitar. We're asking him to put that aside. We're going to have a little campfire story here, a story of a college student who was driving on a lonely country road late one night when he saw a young woman walking along the shoulder of the road. Immediately, he pulled over and leaned across the front seat to open the passenger door and ask, "Would you like a ride?" Without a word, the girl got inside. Obviously, she was cold and soaked to the skin.
Wait, the guy was driving and he pulled over. What? Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
She smiled at him and thanked him for the sweater. He gave.
What?
A little distracting, the bag of marshmallows up there.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get into the spirit, right, so, yeah. If you will, of the story.
So she was obviously really cold and chilly, so he leaned over, gave her his sweater, and she put the sweater on. But the light of the dashboard, he could see...
He was wearing a sweater?
He gave it to her.
He gave her his sweater?
Yes, correct. Uh-huh. He could see that she...
Well, she wasn't scared by this dude pulling over to the side of the road?
No, marshmallows. Try one marshmallow at a time, Dave. Not all right. Stuffing them all at once. She could see that her face and her hands were scratched and bleeding. And he was asking her, listen,
I'm sorry, I dropped...
This is some campfire.
Drop my keys.
All right, settle down. Thank you. She told him that she had pulled her car off the side of the road and it wouldn't start again, so she was going to walk to her parents' house.
So he pulls over to the side and puts a sweater?
Put the sweater on her in the car. Yeah, you got something to drink there? You got a beer? What do you got?
Oh, it's just a beverage.
Okay, that's nice. And so the ambiance of the story is going beautifully so far. There we are.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Man.
he got enough courage finally to ask her where she lives. So he drove her home and dropped her off for the night and berated himself for not asking what the heck was her name. She was a beautiful young lady, and he really wanted to see if he might be able to parlay that into some kind of a romance, if you will. So he went home. 2 days later...
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
When's the scary part?
The scary part is your attention span. 2 days later, after his... He went to class, you know, in the afternoon. He went to this house where he had dropped her off. And he realized that he had left, the young lady had left with his sweater. So he wanted to get it back. So he knocks on the door where he dropped her off. An elderly woman opens the door and invites him to step inside. He looked inside in the parlor. They call it a parlor if you walk into the house, the entranceway. He saw a framed portrait of the girl. And he said, I wonder if I could see your granddaughter's home. I met with her last night. And the woman turned ashen and described the fact that that woman, that girl in that picture, the 19-year-old, was dead.
Oh.
That she had passed away in a car accident.
Well, then how did he see her on the side of the road?
Well, this is the story. So she points, this is one of a rural house, she points to the backyard.
So she was dead
and said,
before that happened.
Correct. In the backyard, we buried her there. He walked out to the backyard, and what did he find? The missing sweater was on her
tombstone. Uh-huh. How did it get there?
That's what we should have,
a story.
But in the campfire, you really don't have that. You'd be very put aside, if you will, put off.
Can you pass me the marshmallows over there?
Let's hear the ghost story told properly.
In the bottom of the sea lay the Elizabeth Dane with her crew, their lungs filled with salt water, their eyes open, and staring into the darkness. And above, as suddenly as it had come, the fog lifted, receded back across the ocean. But it is told by the fishermen that when the fog returns to Antonio Bay, the men at the bottom of the sea rise up and search for the campfire that led them.
Follow that right up. We'll be right back. Listen to this.
Are you over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because we're giving away free trials of New Garcinia Cambogia to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss, you must be over 25 and want to lose more than 30 pounds. Call now for your free full-size trial. 1-800-496-1542. A famous doctor called Garcinia Cambogia the holy grail of weight loss, and it's no wonder why. New Garcinia Cambogia is so powerful, you can lose up to 4 pant sizes without starving yourself or spending hours at the gym. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of 1 free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of New Garcinia Cambogia. 1-800-496-1542. 1-800-496-1542. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-496-1542.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-940-4409. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-940-4409. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-940-4409. That's 1-800-940-4409. 1-800-940-4409.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Hi, it's Yiji Cho. I play Chang Li in the Doctor Who TV movie, and you're listening to Everything Old is New Again.
Something's not right in here. I keep seeing things, hearing things.
It's not you. It's the house. In 1974, the owner of this house murdered his whole family. He said voices told him to do it.
This house is really bad.
The house is bad.
You know who told him to do it? That voice, the one who introduces us, apparently.
Now, you will kill your family on Everything Old is New Again.
From the disembodied voice. Someday we'll find out. We'll put a name to that voice. Maybe we shouldn't, though, actually. It should just remain the
nameless,
disembodied voice.
The disembodied voice?
Yes.
EV.
Unless,
EV.
Unless we get an EVP.
Well,
and
sorry, what am I saying? DV.
Well,
disembodied voice Douglas Viviani.
It could be.
Oh, wow. That's a ghost story right there.
Or it could be a ventriloquist ghost story. It could
be
very interesting. Where I'm sitting here and not even moving my lips, but meanwhile you hear that voice.
I just got to chill up my spine.
Because we're talking about ghosts.
No, I think they turned the air on.
And how serious Hollywood is taking ghosts. We've got Sleepy Hollow, which is a headless horseman, and that's a TV show going strong. We've got ghost investigations going on left and right. We've got Paranormal Activity. Let's listen to the way that's being promoted, the fifth movie of that series.
My girlfriend Katie, she thinks there's something in the house. I don't know.
You believe me, right?
Doors are locked, the alarm is on. If anything walks through here, it's gonna leave a pretty good footprint.
Did you hear that? Oh my god.
Footsteps in, but there's no footsteps out.
Looks like something bit you.
You stop following me with the camera!
Paranormal Activity, rated R.
Please, 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 please.
Please stop the movie. Please play the movie. Please take me to the movie. Please don't play any more of these movies. What is she saying please for, Dave?
I have no idea. But, you know, I just thought of something.
Yes.
I just thought there was a really good, I guess it was a ghost movie that came out last year called The Babadook. Have you seen
that?
Yeah, The Babadook. See it. It's really well made.
What is it, one of these scary ghost movies, or is it something else?
No, it's scary. It's they're calling it, and when I say they, and here I'm going to quote my source, and it's not Wikipedia. Sorry to disappoint you, but it's rotten. If you look on Rotten Tomatoes, the
Babadook, that's even more reliable than
Wikipedia. But it is, because it's an algorithm. They take all of the actual reviews of movie critics, either experts or just the general
blogs,
public.
Right.
And it's a lot of the top movie critics say it's an instant classic along the lines of The Exorcist.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. I will give that a shot. We'll report back on that. In the meantime.
I didn't mean to steer you in the wrong direction.
That's all right. I would love to see a brand new movie, a brand new take on this. That's coming from someone
scary.
That doesn't.
Right. And I don't. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm not of the mindset that ghost stories have to be scary to be good. That's the killer to me. I could have some fun with them. I could also, there could be some interaction that is helpful, such as.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
I mean, that movie really
brought it
home, and like ghosts can be helpful solving. I think it was solving a crime, believe it or not. In that, you remember the girl was killed by that and or poisoned. I mean, there was some significant impact that movie had. I think that turned it serious again. I think we've seen a lot of reality TV that where people try to find ghosts now as part of this. But this Paranormal Activity and this movie you just mentioned, they can be great. And I think there's a place for scary movies. But it doesn't always have to be a ghost story, or let's go the other way with it. A ghost story doesn't unto itself have to be scary. Ghosts don't necessarily hurt. They could do more than hurt in the scenario.
Grandma comes to visit me sometimes.
Grandma's gone, you know that.
I know. She wanted me to tell you.
Oh, please.
She wanted me to tell you she saw you dance. She said you were like an angel. She said you came to the place where they buried her. Asked her a question. She said the answer is every day. What did you ask?
Do I make her proud? Her proud?
That's from The Sixth Sense. Now, I would suggest that's a very touching scene.
Oh, yeah.
And I might have even gotten goose pimples right there listening to that. So my postulation is, if ghosts and ghost stories are all just to be scary and just a Hollywood phenomenon and art, and there's nothing like real about ghosts or the possibility of life after death, then why is that scene so touching to probably everyone that has seen that movie?
You're asking me.
I'm asking the thoughtful, witty, urbane, omnipresent David Cohen.
Well, because it was a personal moment that the mother had with her mother, and there's no way this kid obviously could have known about it. So
right.
It was touching that yes, if the kid's a freak, he sees dead people. Right? We got to know that.
Right.
But also to the mother that she could actually connect with the spirit.
And I also think the inner soul of the human being has a yearning to believe that there's life after death, even if there isn't, and if there is, which I believe certainly, that there is some input from the hereafter
that
in
they're
our
helping
lives.
Us some, or they're trying to reach out to us.
An unknown force. And Ghost Adventures is a story or a show that I see where they try to take pictures and they look for electronic voice phenomenon, EVPs, when they stay overnight at a particular place that's supposedly haunted.
So this is one of the reality shows.
One of the reality shows, which I think is the new bent now. We talk about everything being scary and so forth, and we talk about comedies. I think this is the new bent on this, is to really find out with our technology, is it real or not? Let's listen to a little bit about what happened when they were in Gettysburg.
As Aaron was discussing the money, he captured this very relevant voice. This spirit is clearly asking for Morgans, referring to these silver dollars dating from the 1880s. If you look very closely in the background, you can faintly see an unexplained figure walking. This appears to be a Civil War soldier. You can distinctly make out the rifle and the backpack. And as it moves closer to the tree line, you can see it go into a ready, aim, fire position as the gun is swung around.
Pretty cool. If you watch that show, I have to tell you, I'm skeptical of being able to see ghosts. But if you see what's going on in the background, you see ghosts or figures going back and forth, kind of outlined as human beings walking and so forth, with a rifle being moved and all that. Certainly, I guess you can make these things up in the internet, right? You know, with technology.
Sure.
But if what they're telling is real, and they see that every so often, they do run across some things and get those EVPs.
We should do that.
It's pretty interesting. It's a great idea. There is or are a couple of places on Long Island that are claimed to be one of the most haunted around. And I have a bead on a few of them, so I think
let's go stay one night.
Yes, as Everything Old is New Again expands,
that'd be cool.
We'll go outside the studio and spend a night and try to find out our own, what would the results of our own investigation be as to whether ghosts exist or not.
I don't believe they do, but I think that would be fun.
Write to us at oldnewagain@aol.com and let us know if you think we should leave the studio at any time.
To do the ghost, let's just be clear.
Because we're locked up until you see us next week on your local station.
Let us know if you want us to leave the air at any time.
Or just do one of those marathons over and over again. I love the EVPs. Let's listen to one more.
EVP of his voice.
Let me see your band-aid. Here's the band-aid, Mickey.
Okay.
Here's the band-aid, Mickey.
And I had my hands around a pastor's neck.
It seems that even in death, Carl cannot break his ties to Bobby Mackey.
Now, they did a story on the Bobby Mackey place. They met a gentleman who lives at the Bobby Mackey place and supposedly had a lot of interactions with ghosts. That man died. They came back to the location, and that was his voice talking about the Band-Aid. It was an EVP. It wasn't him talking. And it matched the voice that they recorded, you know, when he was alive.
Right.
Sounded the same.
Spooky.
So it is spooky. I think it's a very interesting topic. I thank you for taking the time to spend your evening and morning and afternoon with us on Everything Old is New Again. And we'll be back next week.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
Did you know that right now you could be carrying around up to 22 pounds of undigested waste? 22 pounds of gunk caked to the inside of your colon, plus toxins we eat and breathe spread throughout our vital organs, making us feel terrible. If you often feel tired, sluggish, and bloated, you need to call for a free trial of Zymbiotics. This revolutionary all-natural product cleanses undigested waste from your colon, flattening your belly and eliminating bloating, heartburn, and acid reflux, so you feel healthy and energetic. For a free full-size trial, call 1-800-935-6026. Because of our poor diets and polluted environment, toxins and waste build up inside us and affect how we feel. In fact, many doctors believe sluggish digestion is the number one reason we feel tired and lethargic. So cleanse your body with the unique herbal formula of Zymbiotics. Call now for your free full-size trial so you can feel healthy and energetic. 1-800-935-6026. That's 1-800-935-6026. 1-800-935-6026.